While they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her baby. In the middle of their travel, in the middle of the census, laid in a manger because there was no place in the inn, Jesus was born. In the middle of life, a not so ideal birthing location, the time came for Jesus to be born. And whether it was a silent night, as that Christmas carol has proclaimed for 200 years now, or whether it was noisy and chaotic and uncertain, here is what we know. The time came for Jesus to be wrapped in bands of cloth, to enter this world in such a peculiar, human, and vulnerable way. And while there may not have been room in the inn, there was room for a variety of responses to Jesus' arrival. The shepherds, we hear, were in the middle of their night watch, tending their sheep, when an angel stood before them, terrifying them, and announced the good news of God's timing and activity, saying, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And whether the shepherds could have ever expected this news to show up on that particular evening, there it was. For you and for all people, news of great joy. And then a sign for them to go and see. And then while the birth was described quite simply, there's now this heavenly chorus, a cosmic celebration and rejoicing. The angels respond to this news with fanfare and praise, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." So after this cosmic celebration of the angels and their chorus, the shepherds go with haste and found the Holy Family. And once they saw them, they decided to make known what had been told to them, what they had heard and seen. The shepherds responded by telling about their experience, the unexpected nighttime angel visitor, Mary and Joseph, and Jesus lying in the manger. And all who heard from the shepherds were amazed. Incredible and amazing, wondrous news that is indeed good news for all people. Meanwhile, Mary treasured all the words, pondering them in her heart. Mary, the one who had so intimately carried this child and had just given birth, who had already had her angel visitor, Mary responds with a moment to hold on to all these words and mull them over in her heart. The angels chorus abundantly praise God with this news. The shepherds move quickly and tell others, praising God for all that they had seen. People who first heard this responded by being amazed. Mary treasures and holds in her heart all that has taken place. There's such a variety of singing, prompt action, and witnessing, amazement, and quiet contemplation. There may not have been room in that inn, but there's room for a variety of ways to respond to Jesus showing up in the middle of things, right in the middle of life. In God's time, Jesus was born, and there have been a variety of responses ever since. And that's good. Because maybe you've been caught up in the middle of something and Christmas has snuck up on you this year. Maybe you're here tonight because there's nowhere else you'd rather be. Or maybe you're only here because someone else expects you to be. Maybe the wonder of this night is stirring up some holy experience of the divine. Maybe you're ready to belt out a few more Christmas carols and join that rejoicing of the heavenly chorus. Maybe you can't find it in you to sing. Or maybe you have just remembered that last dish or present you thought you were going to forget. Maybe you'll respond like the shepherds and leave tonight with such urgency to tell this story to someone. Maybe you'll be like those people and be amazed. Or maybe you'll respond like Mary and treasure the story of Jesus' birth and hold it in your heart. Maybe. But somehow, even as Woodstock continues to grieve from tragedy, and even as holiday hopes and expectations are abandoned or fulfilled, even as the world seems so uncertain, even as there are just moments before it's Christmas Day and the surprise that'll wait in the morning is nearing, here, in the middle of all that and more, in the middle of life, Jesus is born. In God's timing, we hear this story of the one who came to live like us and to die for us. The one whose birth is good news, not just for us, but for all people. And the time has come for us to experience this year again the celebration of Jesus' birth. Tonight with our chancel choir and musicians. And however it is that each of us may respond tonight, what a relief that Jesus' birth was not and is not dependent on anyone's reception. Even in a manger, no crib for a bed, whether those shepherds had gone with haste or decided to take their time, whether those new parents had paused for reflection or started to stumble their way through parenting, whether people would believe or realize what child this is. Jesus' birth is God's gift, freely and abundantly given. And so while we're here tonight, in the middle of all kinds of things, in the middle of life, Jesus has entered our world and our lives with comfort and joy, promise and presence, healing and redemption. May this great love of God interrupt our lives once more just now with good news of great joy. For unto us a child is born, the Messiah, the Lord, Jesus. Amen.